USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An appeals court dominated by Republican-nominated judges was chosen at random Tuesday to deal with a flurry of lawsuits against the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit was the winner of a lottery that was triggered by multiple appeals courts receiving challenges to the mandate, which was promulgated at the behest of President Joe Biden and would affect every business with 100 or more workers if it's allowed to take effect. Representative Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, announced she will not seek re-election in 2022, adding to the list of Democrats who are not seeking re-election.
There's also another chapter or two in my book of life, and I intend to contribute to you, the communities I love on the peninsula and in San Francisco.
This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Dr. Fauci told CBS Sunday Morning senior contributor Ted Koppel that there's a misplaced perception about people's rights superseding societal safety. That would be Dr. Fauci's opinion. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke with Fox's Tucker Carlson. He places a lot more value on freedom.
But we're lucky that there was a whole generation of Americans in 1776 who said it would be better to die than to not have these rights written down. And they gave us that. They gave us that gift of that Bill of Rights.
Customs and Border Protection won't release the number, but it's likely that the jobs of thousands of Border Patrol agents are on the chopping block if the requests for COVID-19 vaccine exemptions aren't accepted or if they simply refuse to take the jab. Agents were required to report their vaccination status and face termination if not fully vaccinated by November 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Almost $1 trillion from the Democrats' spending bills is going into implementing the Green New Deal issues at a time when Americans are suffering from inflation rates that continue to grow. And that's really scary, Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax.
Even Obama economists are saying that this is one of the worst inflationary and most dangerous inflationary periods in decades. So we know that this is a problem, and inflation is a tax on the people who can least afford it, our middle and lower income earners.
Oroville, California is now a constitutional republic city.
The city council in Oroville, California overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. You know, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey, but another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that, I believe, is a time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.